O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color of the name of the Lord. This is the Bhajan Satya Guru Mehrabana on page 170. O dear one, if you want to dye your body, dye it in the saffron color of Nam. If the Lord dyes you in this color, such a color cannot be seen anywhere else. O dear one, the Beloved is with those who have dyed their garments. Nanak prays for the dust of such souls. O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color of the name of the Lord. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 170.
Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Kaya Rangana Jeti Pyare Kaya Rangana Jeti Pyare Pae Nao Manjita Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Rangana Vala Jai Rangi Sahiba Rangana Vala Jai Rangi Sahiba Esa Rangana Dita Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Chole Chin Ke Ratu De Pyare Chole Jin Ke Ratu De Pyare Kanta Tina Ke Pasa Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Duratina Ki Jemile Duratina Ki Jemile Kaho Nanak Ki Ardasa Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola Satya Guru Mirabana Mera Ranga De Manjiti Chola
O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color of the name of the Lord. I want to read some of what I think are the very basic and very important writings of the Masters. And today I want to start with the talk called Simran, the Sweet Remembrance of God, which was issued on February 6, 1954. That was the master's birthday message for that year. And it was when Judith and I were first on the path. This particular talk, we didn't get it early on. It was hard to find back then. It was just only in mimeograph form, big, thick pamphlet, typewriter-sized papers, mimeograph, single space. Hard to read, but when we started reading it, we loved it. And it became one of our very favorite pieces of writing of the master's. Later, when I was working as a printer, I was able to print this talk in a pamphlet in the late 60s. And it was a labor of love to do that. This was, of course, before the Sainte Bonnie Press, when I was working in a newspaper and job shop. You know, Master begins by saying that Mr. Conaz asked him to give some message on his birthday, and I think this began the process or the annual fact of him giving a message on his birthday. I think it was not Master's idea, it was Mr. Conaz's idea. A couple of years, Master didn't do it. One year, Mr. Conaz called him long distance on his birthday because he hadn't sent a message. And he got Master to say a few words over the telephone on that day. Of course, at other times, Master used the occasion of this message to make very important points, and that was certainly the case with this one. Dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Khanna has asked me to give some message on my birth anniversary. The day of my physical birth fell on the 6th of February, 1894. The true date of my birth is the day when I sat physically at the holy feet of my master Sawan Singh in February 1924. Still, the truer date is when I was reborn anew into the beyond and met my master in all his glory in 1917. That is 7 years before my meeting with him physically. I respect all holy scriptures of all the saints who came in the past, as they all were given by inspiration of God. I had the good fortune to sit at the feet of my master. That which I have received of my master is what I deliver unto you. I find it parallel with what all the past saints have said. The difference is in the language or the way of expression, but the subject matter is the same. They all talk as to how to liberate our souls from mind and matter and know ourselves and know God. At the time of initiation, the Satguru resides with the devotee. He is with you always, even unto the end of the world, and he will be extending all feasible help. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whosever mind is stayed on him with full faith, he will keep him in perfect peace. There is hope for everybody. Master Power comes into the world to save sinners and to put them on the way back to God. It is for you to remain devoted to him and keep his commandments. The rest is for him to do. God is love. You are also love. Love is the potent factor in meeting God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I wish you to be the doers of the word and not hearers only. For an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. Reformers are badly needed, not of others, but of themselves. You shall have Godhead as salary. I wish you all Godspeed in your efforts to tread the way back to God, which lies within you. My love and best wishes are always with you and will remain with you. The mystery of life is solved in the company of those who have solved that for themselves. How to find such a man? One who has solved this mystery can help in finding the same truth. Someone questioned Guru Nanak as to how one could find a true and real guru, and by what signs he could be recognized. Guru Nanak replied, "The human body is a temple of God, and it is by turning within that we meet God. There is a way from this house of the body to another house within, the Nijgar or Sachkant, which is the real house, and here the soul finds everlasting peace. The human body is just like a rented house given to us temporarily, our allotted span of life, until, in the meanwhile, the soul is wise enough to gain access to her permanent abode of everlasting bliss. Now, the real and true master is one who can show us the way out to the kingdom of God within this body and can lead the soul from stage to stage until the kingdom is gained and the soul comes into her own. The human body, like any other physical thing, is subject to decay and disintegration. Even this world suffers dissolution. But Sachkhand, or the kingdom of God alone, is indestructible and eternal. The process of dissolution works up to the realm of Triloki, or three worlds, physical, astral, and causal planes, and that of grand dissolution up to the subtlest of the causal planes, but it cannot reach Sachkhand, or Satlok, or Mukamihak, as the Mohammedans call it, New Jerusalem of the Christians, for it is the veritable kingdom of God, as spoken of by Christ. The saints have therefore set Sachkhand as their goal, which is beyond the ken of dissolution or grand dissolution. Next, the Satguru, or the true master, points out the way to the kingdom of God. And I should mention, it might be helpful to know, that this talk actually consists of three parts. And the first part that we're reading now is how he relates, I would say, tells the tale of the sound current, you know, and talks about the sound current and how it is the basic fact of life and what it means to us and so forth. Very beautiful section. I love it and I've always loved it. And then the second third is about the specific ways of getting in touch with the sound current and using it to go up. And this part is where Simran comes in, because although part of it is still about the sound current and how to go up, he points out that the way to reach the sound current and to allow ourselves to put ourselves in a position where the sound current can pull us is by means of Simran. And he goes into great detail about Simran and both the way in which we can make use of it and the way in which it works as one of the principal methods of meditation. And then the third part is a long discourse on hymns of Kabir, or a hymn of Kabir. I'm not sure whether it's one hymn or in selections from a number, in which Kabir talks about Simran and makes many, many other points about it. And the master tells many stories in that section about how Simran can work and how it can affect us. So we're reading now, and today we will read the first third of the talk. And I hope my reading will do justice to the beauty of the language, because this is a very beautiful talk. Next, the Satguru, or the true master, points out the way to the kingdom of God. He tells us that the divine music, comprised of five strains or melodies, is always going on in the body. This continuous symphony is the connecting link between the creation and the creator. It is the ladder which the soul has to climb step by step in its onward journey to the kingdom of God. This music is most melodious, the like of which cannot be found on earth. It has immense attraction and irresistible appeal. The different melodies begin from Sahanstal Kamal, the region of the thousand-petaled lotus, and reach as far as Sachkhand. The master soul gives a contact to the human soul at the lowest end of the musical notes, besides some experience of the withdrawal of the sensory current from the body, both of which have to be developed by daily practice. The Satguru comes into the world with the treasure of Nam. The Muslims call it the Nada-i-Asmani, heavenly music, and the Christians describe it as word. The treasure of Nam is not the heritage of this or that particular nation or community, nor of any particular country, nor of any religion, caste, or creed. Again, this treasure is freely distributed by a master soul to all, irrespective of any of the above considerations. An aspirant may be a Brahmin or Kshatriya, a Hindu or a Muslim, or anything else, for that is not of any consequence. Each one of us can learn the art of life and the science of spirituality so as to find a way out to the kingdom of God, which is the common heritage of all and the summum bonum of life. Again, a master soul may come into the world in any garb he may choose. It is of no consequence to the aspirants for spirituality. Any such considerations will surely be a hindrance and a positive disadvantage. Our only connection with the master soul is purely of a spiritual nature and not a temporal one. Saint Kabir, though a Muslim weaver, that among his followers Rajput chieftains like Bir Singh and Bahil Singh. Similarly, Saint Ravidas, cobbler by profession, had Mirabai, a Rajput princess, and Raja Pipa in his sacred folds. All that we have to ascertain is that the master is Shabda Sanei, he who loves the word and his word personified, and can give us first-hand experience of the Shabad or the sound principle to start with. If he satisfies these conditions, we should have no scruples on any ground whatsoever in accepting him and learning from him the science of spirituality. The macrocosm is in the microcosm. The human body is the prototype of the universe, and much more than that. In it there are millions of solar systems with their suns, moons, and earths revolving in and out. The sweetest of the sweet music is also going on in it, emanating from the true throne of the true king, God. The Muslim divine also says in this respect, "When I heard the bewitching strains of that celestial song, Kaaba, the holiest of the holy places of Muslim worship, and the temple of the idol worshippers, both appeared to be bad caricatures before the divine intoxication it gave." Maulana Rumi says, "The saints are the true devotees of God, always listening to the divine music within. That infuses life into the lovers of God." Shams Tabriz, another Muslim saint, also speaks of it. "Every moment a strange type of call is coming from the heaven. I hear that voice and nothing else. Blessed indeed are they who hear this call." This song is unique in character. No language can describe it, neither Turkish, nor Arabic, nor Persian, nor any other. It is, in fact, an unspoken language and an unwritten law unto itself. The Prophet Muhammad once declared that he listened to the voice of God just as he listened to any other voice. But when questioned as to why it could not be heard by others, he said, You cannot hear this voice as your ears have been sealed up. High to some master soul with a prayer for breaking of the seal, and then listen attentively in the silence of your heart. Mrs. Annie Besant, the great theosophist, calls it the voice of the silence, and says that the silence becomes vocal when the mind is at perfect rest. The kingdom of God is within you, says Christ. Trouble is that we search for it without and find it not. Man in his search for God is not spared any efforts. He has looked for him in the sacred rivers, like Ganges, etc., in the snow-capped mountains of Badrinath, Kailash, Amarnath, etc., in the deep recesses of the forests, and in the sacred places of all antiquity, but with no success. As the way out to God lies within, you will have to find a master who knows the way and would be a guide unto you until the goal is reached. This work only a true master can do, and no one else can do it. Now the question comes, where can this divine music be contacted? To this the master replies, this divine music is going on in Sukmana, a central chord between Ida and Pingala, the two chords on either side, which running through the spine and passing through the center of and between the two eyebrows, reaches directly as far as Sachkhand, or Shahrag is named by the Muslims. It can be experienced by the soul in her deepest depths, when layer by layer the various sheaths of coverings, physical or gross, mental or subtle, and causal, are shaken off from the soul in her onward journey to the various lokas or regions, the sun, the moon, the stars, spirits or Pitrian, deities or Devian, etc. At each stage, the music becomes more enrapturing than before, until in Parbrahm, beyond the three lokas, the soul becomes self-luminous in her pristine glory. Then the music, too, becomes exceedingly charming, in full swell with unending continuity. This is the Ajapa Jap, which term means, which Master uses it a lot, the term means the unrepeated repetition, going on at all times in an unspoken language. As the soul hears it, she gets magnetized, with the result that the mind with its outgoing faculties is paralyzed for want of the inspiration it is used to drawing from the spirit, and gradually it loses its hold of her. The high-born maiden, being a drop of the ocean of Satnam, is freed from its clutches and now moves on unhampered. It is, of course, impossible to describe the sublime symphonies in so many words, as they are past description for want of adequate expression. At present, every soul has, on account of constant association with mind, acquired a tendency to flow downward and outward through the outgoing faculties. It is because of this that she cannot catch the sound current, the elixir of life, within. A cup turned upside down may for ages remain in the rain, but not a drop will fall into it. But if it is turned aright, it will get filled up in one or two showers. Exactly is it the case with the soul. As soon as the master's soul gives her a contact with the life-giving sound current, by turning it aright through the withdrawal of the sensory current, the lotus-like cup of the spirit gets more and more water of immortality until she gets drenched through and through and is saved forever. Mind, you know, is ever after pleasures of one kind or another, but the pleasures of this world are all transitory and have always some sting at the bottom. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught, says an English poet. This renegade of the mind can only be subdued if some internal pleasure of rapturous strains of the divine music, the word, is given to it in lieu of the external one. When mind tastes the sweet elixir, it is diverted from the worldly enjoyments and is subdued. The soul becomes free. This is the only remedy by which the sages control the mind. It held good in all ages, the golden, the silver, and the copper, and holds good even today in Kali Yuga or the Iron Age. The Sat is eternal. It was in the beginning, it was in the middle, and it shall ever remain until eternity. The divine music of Sat is then the sovereign remedy for stilling the mind. In due course of time, by regular practice, the soul becomes fully absorbed into the elixir of Nam, and the mind is rendered absolutely ineffectual. As said above, the sound current begins from Turiyapad, when the sensory current having withdrawn from the body, the soul enters into the beyond. The five strains in Siriyatam follow one another from one spiritual plane to another until such kind is reached. One has to take hold of each of these strains or melodies for traversing from stage to stage until the final stage is attained. It is only here that salvation of the soul is assured and the cycle of births and deaths ends. This is the grand purpose of life, which one fulfills through the grace of the Master Soul. The Master Saint Shamas Tabriz says, "The great God has turned us out and closed strongly the door behind the eyes. He himself comes to us in the garb of a man to take us back into his fold." That talk is found in the book, The Way of the Saints. And we will continue reading it next time.
ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ਼ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਅਥਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ, ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ। ਉਸੇ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕਤਰਾ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਵਿਛੜੀ, ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਨੀਚੇ ਦੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ, ਦਸਵੇਂ ਦੁਆਰ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਥੱਲੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਆ ਗਈ, ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਕਾਰਨ ਪੜਦਾ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਗਿਆ, ਉਦੋਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਆਈ, ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਗਿਆ। ਜਦ ਇਸ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਾਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸਥੂਲ ਪੜਦਾ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਗਿਆ। ਜਿਵੇਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹਿਮਾਲਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗਰਮੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੋਈ, ਇਹ ਉਤਨੀ ਹੀ ਅਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੋ ਗਈ। ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਥੱਲੇ ਦੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਸਵੇਂ ਦੁਆਰ ਤੋਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਆਈ, ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਸਪੁਰਦ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ, ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਆਪਦਾ ਮਨ ਨਾਲ ਲਗਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਅਗਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਰੋਂ ਨਿਕਲੇ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਗੁੰਮਰਾਹ ਕਰਨਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਹੈ। ਮਨ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੀਵਾਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਬੀਚ ਮੇਂ ਖੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Our soul is the essence of Almighty Lord. Almighty Lord is the ocean of peace, whose bottom we cannot reach and whose depth we cannot measure. And we cannot sink the importance and glory of that Almighty Lord, which in fact is the ocean of eternal peace. Ever since our soul got separated from that ocean of peace, she has never experienced any happiness. Our soul, being the essence of Almighty Lord, is the drop of that ocean of eternal peace. And being separated from that ocean in the form of the drop, she is wandering here and there. As descend from the Himalayas, as we come down from the hill, we experience heat in the same way. When our soul became separated from the ocean of peace and came to the Dasma Dwar, the causal cover was thrown upon her and she started working in the causal plane. Further down, when she came in the astral plane, the astral cover was thrown over her and she started working in the astral plane, And when the soul came in this physical plane, the physical cover was thrown on her, and now she is working in the physical plane, in the physical body. As she came down from that ocean of peace, she lost her peace gradually, and now she is not having any peace. When we come down from the hill, we feel that all the cold, all the coolness has gone, and we feel the heat. In the same way, when the soul came down from that ocean of peace, she has felt that all the peace has gone. So now she is searching for the peace. She is wandering here and there for the peace. But she is not finding any peace, because when the soul was sent in this physical plane, where there is a kingdom of negative power attached the mind, who is an agent of him, with the soul, and his duty is to check the souls and not allow any soul to do the devotion of Lord. So that is why whenever we try to search for God, and whenever we try to search for the peace from whom we have been separated, our mind always comes between us and that peace, becoming like a wall. He always keeps us away from doing the devotion of Lord, which is the real source of getting the eternal peace.
Is man di diwar nu tappan vaste todan vaste bahut lokan ne koshish kiti. ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਜਪ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਤਪ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਪੂਜਾ ਪਾਠ ਕੀਤੀ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਣਾਯਾਮ ਕੀਤਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਕਸਦ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਾ ਹੋ ਸਕੇ।
In order to cross this wall or in order to break this wall, many people did many kinds of practices. Many people did the repetition of the names, many people performed the austerities, many people practiced the pranayam, and they did many other kinds of worship. But by doing all sorts of practices, they were not able to break this wall. They were not able to cross it.
ਮੈਂ ਖੁਦ ਜਪ ਤਪ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਕੀਤੇ ਸਨ ਜਦ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ, ਬਾਬਾ ਸੋਮਨਾਥ, ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਜਦ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮੁਤਾਲਕ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਸਨੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਖੁਸ਼ ਬੜੇ ਹੋਏ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਸੋਮਨਾਥ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਜੁਲਦਾ ਹੀ ਸੀਗਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਸੇਵਕ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੁੱਛ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਅਗਰ ਕੁਝ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ।
Even I had done many kinds of japas and tapas, but I did not find any peace by doing all those. When I took Baba Bishan Das, my first master, to see Baba Savan Singh, Baba Bishan Das introduced me to Baba Savan Singh and told him that my disciple has done so many austerities and he has performed so many things. At that time, Baba Savan Singh called for Baba Somnath, because Baba Somnath also did all those things before he met Master Savan Singh. So Master Savan Singh told us Baba Somnath, his disciple, had also done all these things, but he did not find any peace, so finally he had to come to the path.
Maharaj Savan Singh ne apni jindagi da ek vakya dasya. Oh kehne lage assi Haridwar gaye, utthe ik sadhu pes de andar pagme kapdiyan wala si. Oh kehne lagya, mainu tusi zameen de andar dab dio, main ਕਈ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਊਂਗਾ ਔਰ ਜੀਭ 'ਚ ਨਿਕਲ ਆਊਂਗਾ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੇਰੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਸਿਰਫ ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਹੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਇਦੋਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਅਲਫ਼ਬੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੈਨ ਰਿਲੇਟਡ ਵਨ ਇਨਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਗੋਨ ਟੂ ਹਰਿਦੁਆਰ, ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਮੈਟ ਵਨ ਸਾਧੂ ਹੂ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਵੇਅਰ ਕਲਰਡ ਰੋਬਸ ਐਂਡ He used to say that bury me alive in the ground and I will stay there for many days, and when I will come out, I will not be dead, I will still be alive. So Master Savan Singh asked him that how far he goes in the meditation. So he replied that he could go only up to the first plane. Master Savan Singh said that from the first plane our ABC starts. So when he heard that Master Savan Singh was a saint of high order, he felt embarrassed.
Agar sant sade andaron ik parm kadde han ਤੋ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਹੋਰ ਪਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਦਵਾਈਆਂ ਹਨ, ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਮਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪੁੜੀਆਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਕੀਲ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਦੀਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੋੜ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ।
ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਰਿਮੂਵਸ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਡਾਊਟਸ, ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ 20 ਅਦਰ ਡਾਊਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਕੀਪ ਅਸ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ। ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਕੀਪਸ ਅਸ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ। Like a competent lawyer, he always presents the excuses, because he does not want that anyone should break his wall, anyone should cross his wall and go to the devotion of Lord.
Sanu pata hi hai, jis tarah koi parlon de waqt makan duniya khatam ho jandi hai, bade bade the ban jande hai, ਉੱਥੇ ਬਣੀਆਂ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਆਬਾਦੀਆਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਦੱਬ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਿ ਉੱਥੇ ਖਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਵੀ ਪਾਏ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਨ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੱਪ ਵੀ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਸੱਪ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਫਰਜ਼ ਕਰੋ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਪ ਦਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕਰੇ ਬਗੈਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਪ ਡੰਗ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਸੱਪ ਦਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦੇ ਡੰਗ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੱਪ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਨ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਪ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਡੰਗ ਮਾਰਨੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਡੰਗ ਹੈ? ਕਾਮ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਹੈ, ਲੋਭ ਹੈ, ਮੋਹ ਹੈ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਇਹ ਡੰਗ ਚਲਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਬੇਹੋਸ਼ ਕਰੀ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਨੈਚੁਰਲ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਔਰ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਿਸ ਦਵਾਈ ਨਾਲ ਵਸ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਿਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
We know that at the time of dissolution, all the buildings and everything are fallen apart and the cities are ruined. And at the place of cities, many mountains and hills like things are formed. And we have heard from the wise people that when the dissolution happens, many treasures also get hidden and there is no way to find the treasures. But they also say that wherever there is a treasure, you will find a snake guarding that treasure, because snake is always attracted to the Maya and he will always remain there. But if you want to bring out that treasure, first of all, we will have to remove that snake. Unless we do something to remove that snake, we cannot take out that treasure. In the same way, in our search for the treasure of spirituality, we have to come across a snake, and in this search, the snake is our mind. As the snake guards the treasure and does not allow anyone to dig out that and take the treasure away, in the same way, mind is also guarding the treasure of our spirituality, which we want. And unless we remove that snake, we cannot get that treasure of spirituality. Like the snake bites, in the same way, this snake, which guards the treasure of spirituality, bites us with the stings of lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism, and he always keeps us unconscious by using all these things, all these weapons against us. So if we want to become successful in obtaining that treasure of spirituality, first of all, we need to remove this snake, we need to remove this mind, because mind is the only thing which is keeping us away from getting the treasure of spirituality.
Sap de andar beshak itni vi zeher kyon nahi, lekin ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਸੱਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਨ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਇਹ ਵਿਦਿਆ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਐਡੇ ਜ਼ਹਿਰੀਲੇ ਸੱਪ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਅਜਗਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਿਸ਼ਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਬੀਨ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਰਾਗ ਅਲਾਪਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸੱਪ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਮਸਤ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੀਨ 'ਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਮੈਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਸਿੱਟ ਕੇ ਪਕੜ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੱਪ ਦੀਆਂ ਜੋ ਦੰਦ ਜਾੜਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਖੱਟੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਸੱਪ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੰਦ ਜਾੜਾਂ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਹਾਰਮਲੈਸ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਜ਼ਹਿਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਅਸਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਡੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾ ਸਕਦਾਗਾ।
ਸੋ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਵਰ ਵੇ, ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਟਸ ਨੇਚਰ, ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ ਅਸ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਫਾਰ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ। ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦ ਯੂਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ। No matter how much poison the snake have, but the snake charmers know the weakness of the snake, and that is why they are able to capture even the very poisonous snakes like the cobras. They know about one special kind of melody which they play with the instrument called bean, and when they are playing that instrument, the snake starts getting the intoxication and he does not know that the snake charmers have come to catch him. And finally he comes to the snake charmers and surrenders. And after that, they remove that bag of poison from his mouth. And then the snake, he becomes harmless because all the poison has gone. Even after that, he has all the teeth and everything, but he cannot bite anyone because all the poison has gone.
Sant Mahatma, man rupi sap nu vas karan da raag jaande hai, alaaj jaande hai, oh gaardu hunde hai. Aur ohna da jo mantra hunda hai, oh garad, ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਸੱਪ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸੱਪ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਡੰਗ ਅਸਰ ਕਰ ਜਾਵੇ। ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਮ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਰਿਵਾਜ਼ ਸੀਗਾ, ਲੋਕ ਮਾਂਦਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਦੇ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਉਹ ਮੰਤਰ ਉਸ 'ਤੇ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਝਾੜਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਗਰੜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਨ, ਔਰ ਜੋ ਝਾੜਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਗਾਰੜੂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਨ। ਤੋ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਮਨ ਰੂਪੀ ਸੱਪ ਦੇ ਡੰਗਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਵਸ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੰਤਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਬੀਨ ਜੋ ਸੱਚਖੰਡੋਂ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੇ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਵੱਜ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਬੀਨ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ, ਉਸ ਨਾਦ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਕਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਰਾਗ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਲ ਤੇ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਾਧਨ ਨਾਲ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਹ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਬਿੰਨਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਸਰਪ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹਾਰਮਲੈਸ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Saints and Mahatmas know the melody on which our mind, which is in the form of snake, the snake formed mind, is attracted and intoxicated. They know the way how to make the mind harmless. In India, if anybody would get bitten by the snake, there are special kind of people, those who know how to remove the effect of the poison. They repeat some kind of mantra, and by repeating that kind of mantra, the effect of the poison goes away. In the same way, the saints and Mahatmas know that mantra, using which we can remove the effect of the poison of the mind. And that mantra we call as the Simran. And saints and Mahatmas not only give us that mantra with which we can remove the effect of the poison of our mind, but also they teach us that way by which we can hear that sound which is coming from the above and which we can hear sitting at the eye center. As the snake is intoxicated by hearing the melody which is played by the musical instrument called bean, in the same way our mind is also intoxicated by the sound current coming from Sachkhand and which we can hear at the eye center. So saints and Mahatmas tell us that mantra with which we can remove the effect of the poison of the mind, and also they tell us and teach us the way through which we can hear that sound and through which we can make our mind hear that sound and make him harmless, like the snake charmers make the snake harmless.
Sant Mahatma ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਾਈਆਂ ਜਾਂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਸਦੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਸ ਲੈਬਾਰਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮਾਂ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਟਲੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਟਾਲਦੇ ਹੈ।
Saints and Mahatmas do not talk from the books they have read. They do not talk from hearsay. Whatever they have experienced in their life, they only tell us that. And the laboratory in which they have molded their life according to the instructions of their master, they take us in that laboratory, and they mold us also in the same way as they have been molded by their master.
Sanu ho majboot banon vaste bada.
That talk was given actually on December 24th, 1983 in Rajasthan at the ashram at 16 PS. Our closing bhajan is on page 144. Utajaga Musafir Aborabai. Oh, traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. One who awakes, he finds. One who is asleep, he loses. Get up and open your eyes from slumber and meditate on your master. This is not the way of love, that the Lord is awake and you are sleeping. What you want to do tomorrow, do today. What you want to do today, do it now. When the sparrows have picked up the seeds from the field, it's too late to repent then. O fool, suffer the consequences of your actions. O sinner, how can you have peace in sin? When you have a bundle of sins on your head, why do you say that your head hurts? O traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. Bhajan of Kabir Sahib on page 144.
Uth jaag musafir bhor bhai, ab rain kahan jo sovat hai. उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोत है, जो जागत है सो पावत है, जो जागत है सो पावत है, जो सोवत है सो खोवत है, जो सोवत है सो खोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, उठ नींद से अखियां खोल जरा, उठ नींद से अखियां खोल जरा, और अपने गुरु से ध्यान लगा, और अपने गुरु से ध्यान लगा, ये प्रीत करण की रीत नहीं, ये प्रीत करण की रीत नहीं, प्रभु जागत है तू सोवत है, प्रभु जागत है तू सोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, जो कल करना सो आज कर ले, जो कल करना सो आज कर ले, जो आज करना सो अब कर ले, जो आज करना सो अब कर ले, जब चिड़ियों ने चुन खेत लिया, जब चिड़ियों ने चुन खेत लिया, फिर पछताए क्या होवत है, फिर पछताए क्या होवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, नादान भुगत करनी अपनी, नादान भुगत करनी अपनी, ऐ पापी पाप में चैन कहाँ, ऐ पापी पाप में चैन कहाँ, जब पाप की गठड़ी शीस धरी, जब पाप की गठड़ी शीस धरी, फिर शीस पकड़ क्यों रोवत है, फिर शीस पकड़ क्यों रोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है, उठ जाग मुसाफिर भोर भाई, अब रैन कहाँ जो सोवत है।
Oh, traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. One who awakes, he finds. One who is asleep, he loses. May God bless us all.